Blog Talk Radio.
To them so that they may know your wisdom and your light. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Tony. That was a wonderful prayer. All right. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you. Okay, tonight we're going to do, I'm going to speak on a devotional that I wrote and I was going to share on Facebook, but I didn't. I decided I was going to share it all with you. And I'm going to do later on after that a prophetic message. But before we get into that, let's get into some music. Amen? Here we go.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the only name. got swept away. Little princess dreaming got lost somewhere in the way. Left behind. You come to the rescue. She's desperate for the light, but she's never gonna ask you.
Gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for when it's
on for the prize that's worth fighting for. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All righty. Well, now it's time to get into the devotional. I titled it New Beginnings. You see, as this year ends, it's vital that we take time to both reflect on what God has done and allow Him to prepare us for what's to come. See, a new year marks a fresh opportunity to center our lives around the goodness of God. See, I pray that as you begin looking toward what is to come, you will make space to gain God's perspective around your hopes and pursuits on His grace and celebrate all of that God has done and is doing. May your time with God this week be filled with loving presence of your Heavenly Father. You see, a new year marks a new beginning, a time for the children of God to reground themselves in the love of the Father. See, God loves to use new seasons to remind us of His desire to continually make us new. From winter to spring, we see that which appeared dead burst forth into beautiful rays of God's glorious work. And God longs for the same fresh start in our lives as He does for His creation. He longs to make things new as the new year begins. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 24 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in Him." See, we have hope in the steadfast love of God. His powerful love can make all things new and needs restoration. God's heart is free to you from which weighs you down and robs you of the abundant life Jesus came to bring you. See, with this year ending and a new year fast approaching, it is time for us to gain perspective on that which needs rebirth. Whatever sin has entangled you this year, not have to gain victory over you the next. Whatever lie you believe that wrecked your emotions, thoughts, and actions does not have to win the battle over you or mine next year. Whatever wound or disappointment that has hurt you can be healed and reborn, okay, to re-empower you for the come. Okay? God's heart is to meet you where you are today. He longs to meet you at your greatest point of weakness and pain and wrap you up in His love. He longs for you to know He is with you, for you, and will walk with you into newness of life. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Lamentations chapter 3, 22, verse 23. God has limitless power, grace for you today. Run to Him with your sin. Run to Him with your failures and struggles. Run to Him with the pain of others. Words that might speak His healing truth over you. Your Heavenly Father loves you and it is for you. He has new beginnings in store for you. But just as a tree needs fresh sunlight, warmth, and rain to bear fruit again, you need the refreshing rain of God's grace and the warmth of His steadfast love to be made new. You can't do it on your own. You weren't made to do it on your own. All you need for a new beginning is a whole, wholly available in the arms of your loving Father. So open up your heart to Him today and receive the newness of life He paid the highest price to give. One, meditate on God's desire and ability to lead you to a new beginning. Reflect on His power over sin, His heart to comfort, and His ability to shepherd. For our sake, He has made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalms 143, verse 3. For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne, will be the shepherd, and will guide them to the springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. So where do you need a new beginning? What sin do you need freedom from? What wound do you need healed? Where do you need new life? And thirdly, run to God with your sin, pain, failures, and frustrations, and open your heart to receive His powerful presence. And ask Him to show you the path to victory over sin. Ask Him to reveal His plan for healing your wounds. Rest in His loving arms today and allow His presence to be enough. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace in the world. You will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. That's John chapter 16, verse 33. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive a crown of life, which God promises those who love Him. That's James chapter 1, verse 12. So my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. Oftentimes, the road to a new beginning is wrought with a host of mistakes and defeats. But know to continue to pass side by side with the Holy Spirit is victory. Don't give up on new life. Seek the fullness of God's goodness with all your might. Allow Him to help you, forgive you, and strengthen you along the way. He will be faithful to shepherd you into all wonderful plans. All you must do is follow His leadership and enjoy His nearness. May you find comfort and hope in the powerful presence of your loving Father today. Amen. I suggest if you want to read something further, go to Psalms 23 and read it. Amen. Alrighty. Well, now this brings me to this. Okay? How many of you out there don't know Jesus? Okay, and would like to? I mean, you'll get a chance in just a moment, okay? But I'm asking you, are you tired of struggling? Are you tired of walking that lonely road? Okay, are you lost but need to be found? Are you dazed and confused, not knowing which way is up or down? Maybe you suffer from depression or some type of anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, or gambling or overeating. See, God can take that away, but in order for Him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. And if He doesn't know you, He can't do anything for you. So I ask you, and I pray that you will accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. If you're ready to do so, just simply say this little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, Jesus, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gifts of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song. Okay, now that I play after every altar call, it's called "All Come to the Altar." Here we go.
Are you hurting, broken? Oh, well, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus,
refuse to get offended or angry, for that would only distract you from what I'm about to do next. Have you considered translation as a form of transportation? During the mundane struggles of your circumstance, I am bringing about an unusual and unique beyond any expectation you might have personally previously had. You would have been satisfied with a simple solution to a difficult problem. But God says what I am manifesting now will constitute a complete rout and surrender of the enemy. I put your foot in the neck of your adversary, and you will know that I am the Lord. And I give the kingdom to whomever, whomsoever I will. Today I choose you. Amen. Like I said, I hope that this prophetic word helps those who need it. Amen. Amen. I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, let's play some more music right now. Amen.
I still remember when I heard you call me by name. I'd follow you anywhere, knew I could trust you with
the enemy is afraid of what
Beautiful.
another new debate. Cause when I turn the news on, all I feel is heartbreak. Left, right, hate on both sides. Oh, will we ever learn? We can stop drawing lines. Enemy lines. Impossible to trust. Race, guns, refugee wars. We're known for who we're against. Yeah, but who are we for? Who are we for?
Brother of the prodigal, who turned his nose and
across his chest. He didn't run off like his brother, but his soul was just as dead. What if the church on Sunday was still the church on Monday too? What if we came down from our towers and walked a mile in someone's shoes? 'Cause we want to see the
Jesus, the name above every other name.
news this evening. Okay, we're going to want you to know you can come tomorrow night and listen to the Pastor's Corner. Okay, and then this Saturday night, okay, is going to be issues with mental illness and addiction. The both of us programs start at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday comes our church service, God's Rainbow, Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church service, and it starts at 5 p.m. So, we're going to let Tony F. give us the closing prayer, and God bless you all.
Tonight, I don't even have a prayer. Tonight, I want to just ask one thing, that all of you out there listening, go into this new year, find love and find happiness, find peace in your lives. 14 years ago, God sought to bring me, the man sitting next to me. We've managed to build a home, a life, a family of friends that we enjoy, and I hope that you too can find that love and happiness. So for that, I pray, may you find it in the new life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Tony. That was beautiful. Okay. Yes, okay, and there's been through our years of ups and downs, there have been more ups and downs. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that. All righty. Well, okay, I'm gonna play a song for you all. It's gonna take us out. It's called Hallelujah Here Below. Here we go.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless and good night, and have a blessed night. Bye-bye.